This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
I said it in the show here a few weeks ago. That part, you know, like I work with Jim Bowden, you know, and we were sitting in the green room, and it's like, hey, how about this trade? I'm like, what? Man, you're making that up. It's like, boom. And then he tweeted it. I'm like, so don't believe everything you read. Just stay in the moment. You know, one thing they can control, all of them, is to show up today and play hard and see what the future holds.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Alex Cora with us here on WEEI Afternoons about 3 weeks ago, I think, right here at Fenway Park, when he pulled his best Trump impression and said, fake news, don't believe everything you read, including specifically his former co-worker Jim Bowden from ESPN. Well, guess what? The former Reds and Nationals GM has a piece on The Athletic today that I choose to at least embrace for entertainment purposes as we approach the Major League Baseball trade deadline at the end of the month. Jim Bowden, and this wasn't just him making, well, I guess I never really know what it is, but he claims this wasn't him making anything up, that he polled, he said, 40 front office executives that are mostly either general managers or presidents of baseball operations. So, I mean, the Red Sox could have contributed like 10 to that because they have a bunch of GMs.
They fire 50 every year.
Yeah. But these are supposedly the men in baseball that will be making decisions. The first thing he did right before he got into his list, and he broke it down into position players, relievers, starting pitchers, most likely to be traded. But he did say the most common response was it's going to be a late developing market, because everybody thinks they are involved in the playoff chase. There's like four teams that are out of it. Everybody else still thinks they're a contender. And he doesn't think the teams even know right now. Teams like the Red Sox. He doesn't think they have any idea what they're going to do and what they're going to be.
How many teams in the AL do you think right now realistically think that okay, we're definitely in this?
Well, if you include the Red Sox, it's like 12 deep, 13 deep or something like that. Basically, the teams that are already out of it are called the White Sox, the Orioles.
Tigers will be buying. Yankees will definitely be buying. After that, there is like this great morass. Like there's this massive middle of teams that, like Bowden said, could go one way or the other, which is why I totally see that market.
Maybe three teams in the eight. That are definites. You know, right. That would be the Athletics that are, you know, 20 games under. You got the White Sox that are over 25, under 500.
This is not your necessary time to bring up.
But even the Orioles are speculating as potential early buyers for next year, that they might make some moves with an eye on next year at this year's trade.
Like trading for Montez Sweat crossing sports.
I don't know exactly, but that's a theory. But let's look at the list, because when you get to the relievers section, the number one spot on the list, who do you think it is? It's the guy who was last on the mound here at Fenway Park about an hour ago, throwing, I still don't believe it, every pitch was 101.
Yeah, and he's yes.
And I don't know if this is allowed to be said because like he has some baggage off the field in his past, but
it's amazing.
I have fallen in love with him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to accuse him of something.
No. I've fallen in love with him.
He says the guns are all juiced.
He is the, yeah, I don't necessarily believe it's 101, but he's throwing gas and he's become a badass. He just does that stare down thing. Like
awesome.
He is what a closer is supposed to be. Yeah. He is the anti-Folk. And I know I say that all the time, that is what you're supposed to see. Well, Jim Bowden says that, quote, the execs overwhelmingly picked Chapman as the reliever most likely to be traded in July. The 37-year-old is having a banner season, posting a 1.32 ERA over 37 appearances with 14 saves and 50 strikeouts in 34 innings. He would be a difference maker in any bullpen. 2 years ago, Chapman was traded from the Royals to the Rangers in late June deadline for lefty Cole Reagans and a minor league outfielder. That would hurt. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, honestly. As I said earlier, I don't think you can go from we're adding to our team, we're going to make our team better for 2025, and then trade one of the best closers in baseball. Why? Like, how do you justify those actions?
You can't. And I think part of it just kind of hit me when you're talking about, you know, Breslow talking up being buyers at the trade deadline. You know what he's factoring in? Is the return of Bregman and Yoshida.
Right.
So in his mind, even if they're 4 or 5 games under 500, he's getting two, you know, one, you know, all-stars, you know, and a gold glove back and Yoshida who can hit. And so he feels like, you know, even if they're, you know, a team that maybe looks like it's floundering and it doesn't really, it's not going to figure it out, we're getting a bunch of guys back at the time in which they could maybe go on a run.
But I've heard past general managers in other sports, this sport, that would use that as an out. Well, you know, you need to remember we're going to get back a $40 million
player. No, you got to buy. You right. They always
some people would use that as, oh, that's our midseason.
Red Sox do that all the time.
Right. And that he's not doing that, he's looking to add. He's not saying we're going to get some internal additions. That's why I like it and I'm buying into it. And maybe I'm being on the Twitch chat. They call me Little Gullible Andy. You know, you've been burned so many times by the Red Sox. They're the interest kings. They're involved.
Some of the things they call you. That's one of the
things. It's one of the things. And you call me other things. It's not very nice.
All right. I'm standing in between the two of you.
Aroldis Chapman, if you trade him, I know we use this cliche. That's a white flag.
Well, the ultimate white. I think the ultimate white flag is Bregman. If you were to trade Bregman.
I almost don't because.
Oh, God.
Are you out of your mind?
Bregman isn't playing right now. Bregman is not a part of this team right now. So you could even argue, okay, you're winning games, whatever, without Bregman at this point, this small sample size. And then you also have, well, he's going to opt out and he wants a new contract and you're not going to be able to re-sign him. So it's only smart business to unload him.
And your current manager is in love with him and you saw what the returns were as far as
GM
on-field and leader. That's too bad.
Well, he's kind of the boss.
Well, he allowed it to happen, and he's the one who had to clean up the mess that was allowed to happen.
Because I think Cora went to Henry and said, "Give me this guy."
Well, if he went around Henry, obviously John Henry was a fan enough to come on out with his big old cigar smoke photo as well. The returns on Bregman are too good. To me, the ultimate punt move is, guys, we screwed up this season. Not only did we have to trade Devers away, now we're dealing Bregman away to bring in parts for this year, but most especially for the kids in the future as well. If there were some sort of, we could brainstorm it, probably not even a suitable alternative. If there were someone who could slide in and give you 80% of the effectiveness that Chapman has delivered without the posture, without the stare down, without the goosed up 103 miles per hour.
Jordan Hicks.
A fine alternative because it's obviously not going to be Hendricks. My guy Whitlock can only go an inning. There really isn't an obvious candidate. But if Hicks were to all of a sudden be thrown, I don't want to see Weissert in there. Good Lord, no thanks. That gives me Kimbrel shakes. But if you were able to do that, and then you could trade Chapman for a massive chip, it's got to be on the table.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you say the same thing about Bregman? I mean,
because Bregman is a part of your team probably for the next 5 years.
So's the guy playing third right now.
Well, just who's more valuable? Who brings you more wins?
Now or long term?
This year.
I think who's more irreplaceable is actually Chapman. Closers to me in baseball are massive.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of them.
It's where we started the year when I said they had to go get Mason Miller.
Oh, gosh.
Remember that?
I know.
Guess who's number six on the
reliever? On your bingo board, everyone.
Guess who the most likely to be traded number six reliever is? Mason Miller, although a little addendum. Jim Bowden hears that Mason Miller is going to be turned into a starter, that most teams want to trade for him, and they believe he is the next great ace in baseball, throwing 100 as a starting
pitcher. How'd that go for Papelbon?
How'd it go for Jordan Hicks? Jordan Hicks tried to do it, and he stunk.
No, no great.
So that's Chapman. I don't think. Who do you think the top position player among the Red Sox on Jim Bowden's
list?
It's
either Willie Abreu or it's Jaren Duran.
It is Jaren Duran, 6th on the list overall. I was surprised by how many front office executives mentioned Duran. I don't know why you're surprised. We've been talking about it on our show for like a month and a half
now.
On Bleacher Report
and everywhere else.
It makes me think the Red Sox may have decided Willie Abreu will play right field and Roman Anthony will play left field going forward. Duran, 28, is under team control through 2028. Last year, he led the majors in, we know this, doubles, triples, homers. He was an MVP candidate. He hasn't been as good this year. Jaren Duran.
See ya. That's the guy that I would be fine. You know what? And I'm a fan of him, just a person.
Didn't sound like it there.
No.
See ya.
I can like somebody, but I like the team more, and I want to see the team succeed. So it's not about personal feelings. Here's a guy that I just think is never. I don't think he's, from a mental standpoint, it's ever going to get to a point where he's just everyday confident, knows what he's getting. He struggles with the mental side of the game so much, and I appreciate him being as open and honest about his struggles, but you can't be successful in the highest leagues and beat yourself up for your mistakes all the time. You will not survive the game.
So is there someone on this team? I mean, obviously, if there were prior to now, they would have probably had him working with him night and day. Is there somebody on the team that can try to rein him in and teach him a little control? Because he runs the same way he hits, which is the same way he fields, which is the same way he approaches everything at 110 miles an hour and sometimes a little out of control.
That's not Bregman's job. That's not the older guy. I mean, you know, Trevor Story, they're not going to go try and get his mind to be, you know.
No.
It's a deep-seated stuff that I worry is a flaw in his profile. And so I think let's face it, how has he been playing lately? He hasn't been playing great.
You know who struck out 3 times today?
Yeah,
Jaren Duran. Out of the 10, 3 of them. And that one infuriates me. When your leadoff hitter, who's fast and can make things happen, if just put the GD ball in play.
If you could steal first, okay, but you can't, right?
No, steal first. You can't. And that, it is frustrating, and he is popular. I do think that would be an interesting one just to measure in the popularity of some fans. Now, again, we don't know what you're getting in return. Do you get a big leaguer? Do you get prospects? How does that work? I think when they're at their best offensively is when Jaren Duran is at his best offensively.
Him and Trevor Story.
The problem is you haven't seen that often enough this year. You saw it last year. This year he's sort of a knockoff version of himself, right? He's like those fake Frosted Flakes that go soft in the milk a little faster than the Kellogg's do.
I think you know, having a season like he did last year, all of a sudden now he's got these heavy expectations, and now that's the problem with, you know, I think somebody who's mentally wired that way is it's just always, you're never just okay with where you are at that point.
I also think with the lineup decimated with Bregman out and then Devers traded, I think he's trying to do too much.
Yes.
I think it'd be like, you know, Roman Pfeiffer, Ted Johnson gets hurt. So Roman Pfeiffer says, I'm going to make Ted's plays and my plays, and then doesn't make anybody's plays because he's caught in the middle kind of thing. Yeah. And I think that's where Devers is right now.
Who else is on that list?
Willie Abreu is also on the list.
I'll give him the Dolphin.
Abreu was mentioned because some teams would prefer him over Duran in a trade due to his elite defense. Uh-huh. He also has an additional year of control through 2029. However, I got the impression Boston's preference is to trade Duran over him unless the return for Abreu is much better. I like Abreu. I like Abreu. But I find it hard to believe you're going to get more for Willie Abreu than you are Jaren Duran.
Chance you are.
I find that hard to believe. Because you think you could get more for Abreu than Duran, Ted? Based on your face?
On what we've seen recently.
And there were all those
Is Willie a little younger too, isn't he?
He is a little younger, and you get an extra year. I do think his defense has become a little overrated. I think he's been good, not great defensively this year. Last year.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking
about gloves are overrated.
I thought we were talking about this year.
Gold gloves are overrated. Okay.
I thought I learned from Ted Johnson. We don't talk about last year. We talk about this year.
Yes. Okay, fair point.
Ooh, I turned Teddy on himself there. Next up, Ted, is your guy, Bregman. He is he's on this list as well. As a talking point, I don't think they would do that. I don't even think they would do that if they got the impression he was going to leave after the season.
Not leaving after the season.
I don't think he is either, but even if they got that impression, because I do think that's one of the white flags, however many white flags
you
win.
The biggest white flag to me. You trade Alex Bregman, you have admitted to a mistake on the year. You are getting whatever collateral back you can that you invested in this year, and you are now looking at a significant turnaround for next year and beyond.
Quick side note here. I keep listening to my guy Adam Jones on the Midday Show talking about Bregman. Yeah, I get a lot of guys. Talking about Bregman and talking about he's not going to get more than $40 million a year on the open market. I agree, and I don't think he's looking for that. I think what he wants is the longer-term security, and I think he would probably take a little bit less. So is it $36 million but for 6 years or 7 years instead of the 41 and change he has for 2 years? He has made some comments about wanting to have a long-term home or long-term
stability. I think he wanted
stability.
That before the season, and I think the Red Sox were the team that gave him probably the best deal. What makes you think after this year it'd be totally different?
Because from what I read, it got a little weird in Houston in that he cared about the average annual value and how it compared to what he was getting in Houston.
They offered him six for once. They offered him something like what Crochet got, and he didn't think that.
Yeah, it was 30 something, and he didn't think it was even, enough.
I thought it was teams were giving him like 28 average.
Yeah,
maybe it even was.
Yeah, and he got three at 40 here.
So correct, right? And now he's got two left at just over $82 million, I believe.
Well, that's really hard money to walk, even in.
But what if I said five for 160?
I five for 150 gets it done.
That's amazing.
Like, and
this
I think
is the best game ever. You get hurt half the season, and you get a bump, a raise,
and that's and where you buy people a couple of Tommy Bahamas or some freaking bonobo suits, and next thing it's like you have saved.
The case I'd make for Bregman is he's the best locker room leader that has juice, that has is accomplished, that this locker room has had in a very long time. Huge value on that. So I don't want to see him go.
It's part of the $41 million they're paying him. But let's bring in the caller, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Centerville. What's up, Steve? Steve?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'd like to see Ted put his some facts behind his mouth when it comes to questioning Jared Duran's mental toughness. So what kind of numbers do you have that suggest that, you know, he's been committing errors or he hasn't been stealing bases? Or what do you got for me, Ted?
I don't have.
He's been committing errors. You need the exact numbers.
He's had base running issues. He's dropped fly balls.
Got thrown out of games and got his manager rung up.
There's a lot of examples, Steve. I don't have the stats right in front.
Struck out three times today. What's your point, Steve?
Well, I think he's probably, for my money, he's like the one guy on the team that I don't want to see go. Why? Because he's proven himself at a very high level. He's done it for a couple of years now. He's got a little bit of experience under his belt, which is more to say for almost anybody else in the team except for, you know, guys that are injured. And to me, he's critical. So not a guy I want to see trade. I'd trade Abreu in a heartbeat. Guy's unproven. He's shown some splash of talent. But, you know, my man Duran, don't want to see him go.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
I think he led the majors in extra base hits last year.
Oh, he did. Doubles, triple. He led the majors, and he had 21 home runs to go with it.
Is he close to being on pace to the extra base hits this year?
No, he is not.
No, so last year, guys, he had his WAR last year was almost 9.
That was last
year. Wow. So in 2023, he played half as many games. 100. Golly is right, Robo Ted. He had 102 games, a WAR of 2.2. This year, it's down to 1.4. 362 plate appearances, bats. He was good. So he was good in 2023 in limited action.
Yes.
He was an absolute dynamo last year. He has regressed this year. So do you want to try to hold on to him either to help your team or see if you can increase his value for a future trade? Or are you basically trying to sell people?
You had to predict what the real Jaren Duran is. Is the 2023 version, the 2024 version, or the 2025 version?
I think it's an unsexy answer of it's probably a combination of the two.
I don't think it's last year. I never believed in last year. I never believed he was going to
be
this perennial MVP candidate.
Let's bring the ball man into his
nerd.
To add to the nerddom for the fielding perspective, Ted, last year as an outfielder for Jaren Duran, the metric outs above average, which is basically how much better than the average outfielder in baseball you are, he was 11. So he was a plus defender mainly in center field. This year, he's a minus 5. So he's costing you outs in the outfield. Versus
I don't get it, but I get it's a big drop.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, Steve, it's like it's his favorite player.
Which is cool.
And I like everything that kind of Jaren Duran has gone through, his story. I love it. I think it's an awesome story.
But we're not holding on to him for PR.
If trying to make the team better, I just think that's a guy that you should be open to trading.
Also, what's his value? Like, we've heard that the Padres have been in love with him for like a year and a half now. If the Padres are in love with him and you can leverage that for a really good trade return, and the other factor is you have four outfielders. You have four starting outfielders, especially with Rafaela kind of coming on of late and looking more like a guy you actually want in center field all the time because he's bringing the defense. Now he's injecting life into the offense. So now it comes down to, well, Anthony's going to be part of your outfield mix. So basically, if you like Rafaela's cheapness and you like Anthony's greatness, it's either Abreu or it's Duran. Who are you picking? And who can you get more for? Okay, Seattle's going to give you a pitcher. Remember all those rumors? You're going to get a big starting pitcher.
Abreu is streakier. Duran, when consistent, is an all-around talent, the likes of which there are only a few in baseball. The Red Sox right now are holding on to him with all hope that they find the way to access 2024 Jaren Duran again.
All right, that was our quick little rundown of what may be fake news, according to Alex Cora, but we're getting closer. Few weeks away, end of the month. Major League Baseball trade deadline, lots of Red Sox. Maybe comings, maybe goings, we'll see. We are WEEI Afternoons broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Up next, we got to touch on the Boston Celtics because we know they've shipped a bunch of stars out of town. Could another star be coming to town to join Jason Tatum in his rehab? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, Mr. Pre and Post Game Show. He has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.